This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company, and I'll tell you what, you better write down this ticker symbol, because this company is about to explode. We're talking no other than Gold, Go Gold Resources, Inc. That's Go Gold Resources, Inc. You find them on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol GLGDF. If you're up there in Toronto, you can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol GGD. Their stock price is around 45 cents American, market cap around 90 million, very undervalued. That's my personal opinion. And with us today is the CEO and president, going to bring us up to speed, Brad Langille. Brad, welcome to the show.
Oh, good afternoon. Thank you.
You know, your management track record of value creation, you guys are crushing it. 2018, you did $21 million. And 2019, first 6 months, you guys are up to $13.3 million. How did we get there and where do we go from here?
Really, I guess you have to back up a little bit on how we got there, because this is not our first company in Mexico. And in fact, we've been there for 23 years. And I've been in the business for 27 years. There's really the components that we see that bring success in this industry are management experience, technical experience, because this is a very technical business, exploration, development, and mining, and the ability in the capital markets to fund your projects. If you can't fund the projects, you're just not going to get anywhere. So 23 years now in Mexico for our projects, and we've built three mines in Mexico. We majorly rehabbed a fourth. We've raised $800 million of equity over that period of time, and we've done a couple hundred million dollars of debt deals to invest in our projects for our shareholders. So those are the components that you need to bring the success that we're enjoying right now.
You know, one of your main properties is the Parral tailings in Mexico, but I want to talk about your newest discovery, the Los Ricos. That's a significant and current exploration development. What's going on with that property?
Well, Los Ricos follows a model that we've been using in Mexico now for those 23 years. The model is that through our connections, we find assets typically with private families. For example, Ocampo in Gammon Lake, we bought for $15 million. At the top of a very good market in 2007, we were trading went from zero to $2.2 billion. We were trading on the New York Amex and Toronto. And eventually it was sold after it was built for $750 million U.S. to Carlos Slim. Another one, private family, Mexico, we bought for $20 million in 2004. 3 years later, we amalgamated that into a company called Orico for $375 million. And Nayarit, we had that in 2010, and we sold it for $80 million. And the latest is Gold and our Los Ricos project, where it's the same model all over again. Private individuals in Mexico, what we believe to be a tremendous asset along 35 kilometers of trend that we are buying for $7.1 million U.S., half in shares and half in stock. And we're going to invest our capital, do the technical work with our team, and we think we'll do what we did before. And I should mention one other. Agnico Eagle bought a mine off us just 18 months ago. They're one of the premier majors in the business. We bought that in April 2014 for $9 million U.S., half shares, half cash, and we spent $11 million on it, and then just 3 years later, we turned around and sold it for $80 million U.S. cash, a royalty, which then 6 months ago we sold for $12 million U.S. cash. So we have a track record of finding off the radar assets, private families, bringing the capital to them, doing what we do well, and turning them into dollars for our shareholders.
Yeah, I was going to say the Parral operations is cash flow positive. A matter of fact, you've had three consecutive quarters for production, a record there. That being said, Where do we go from there? I mean, most of the companies, like I said, that come on here, they find a property, they do a 43-101. If they find something underneath it, they drill a couple times, and then they sell off the property. That's not your case. You guys are actually bringing silver out of the ground. You're selling that on the open market. Where do we go from here?
Well, you know, where do we go from here with Corral? We look at Corral as almost for us and our ATM going forward, our cash machine to invest that cash into our development exploration assets. And Corral is an interesting project in that there we really had an innovation. If you look at South Africa, over in that part of the world, they retreat all kinds of tailings from their past gold mining industry. Well, North America, we don't do that very much. And Corral was an opportunity with 20 million tons of old tailings, some of them up to 300 years old, that were sitting there in the middle of a city. And we went to the city, and they became our partner. We paid them $50,000 a month. We struck a deal where we could take these tailings, reprocess them, with an innovation that we had. We did a what's called an agglomerated heap leach on tailings for gold and silver. And I don't know of anybody who has done that for tailings in the world for gold and silver. So we did that. It was a bit of a challenge at first, but we made it work. It's working very well now. It's generating cash for us, which will, we believe, is making us into a self-funded junior. And really, that innovation, tailings, that's 20 million tons. In the country of Mexico, there's hundreds of millions of tons. And this is a low capex method of building these projects and a low opex or low cost to generate the ounces. And at the same time, we're cleaning up an environmental mess.
You know, your stock sits at around 45 cents a share. You've been so fortunate. I don't even know the word lucky should come into my vernacular, but you find the properties. You've been very successful. Why is that? Why is other companies have such a hard time finding producing properties? And it seems like you guys, every time you touch something, it turns to gold.
Well, a few reasons. Some of them I mentioned before. One of them is bringing capital to your projects and having strong technical teams. And we're very focused. We're focused. We have been focused for 23 years on one country, Mexico. We are. We know we're very well versed in the mining laws of Mexico. We know the governments in Mexico. We know the mining business community in Mexico. I think the other thing, you know, timing in the resource business is important. I sometimes joke, our timing is perfect. If you're there all the time, eventually it'll be perfect. So really, we're a very focused group. That's all we do is mining. And, you know, there's many cycles out there. There's high-tech cycles. There's many other entrepreneurs in the public market space will maybe change from industry to industry. We're very, very mining focused. We do try to bring new technology to mining and have innovations, but we are very mining focused, and that's been our success. And very, very country focused as well. We've been very focused in Mexico, which has a lot of opportunity in this sector.
I'm going to give you the last words. What do you want your stockholders and my listeners to take away from the interview today?
I think what I want them to take away is that really we have an experienced management team. We can bring capital to projects. We have a strong balance sheet. We're becoming a self-funding junior with our operating asset that was really a technical innovation that we applied to old tailings. We have a track record of finding these off-the-radar assets, buying them for $10 million, and turning around selling them for hundreds of millions, or building them into mines and then selling them for hundreds and hundreds of millions. So we feel we have the asset now in Los Ricos, and we're just going to do that again. And that's what we like to focus on, mine building or exploration development, buying and selling assets, and creating value for our shareholders. And we see that happening again over the several the next several months to the next couple of years.
Brad, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. As for my listeners, if you're looking to get on the ground floor of a basic material silver gold company, look no further than Go Gold Resources, Inc. Find them on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol GLGDF. You can find them on the Toronto Stock Exchange up there under the ticker symbol GGD. Brad, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show today. I wish you nothing but success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 50 days and give us an update.
Great. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.